It is your Sonoma County Convention Connection with KSRO and the North Bay Business Journal. Steve Jackson live in Philly. And sitting down with us is a guy who I almost consider family these days. I think he even said that to me when we were leaving lunch in Washington in April. He's with us every Monday, and it's great to see him again sitting right across from me, the one and only Lanny Davis. Good to see you, man. You look great.
Well, first of all, person to person, it's an honor to be here with your great producer, Mike DeWald, who deserves a lot of credit.
All the credit.
For putting up with me missing shows and phone calls. And secondly, we got rid of all of our baseball discussion before we went on, so now we can talk politics.
Exactly. All right, obvious question. Yesterday, in fact, I mentioned earlier, we had Rebecca Cinderbrand from the Washington Post on. And the headline in the Post today is Day of Discord Ends on High Notes. I think that's a pretty good headline. It was interesting yesterday. I went into the arena a couple times, and there was a lot of tension.
Look, that is the first headline that creates the balance of the ends in high note. If you look at the headlines on certain cable stations who are looking for ratings, their headlines even today is Discord at DNC convention, as if they skipped last night.
Exactly.
So let's get real. I was for Hillary Clinton in 08. I wasn't real happy when it came to the balloting, even after Hillary Clinton endorsed Barack Obama. I sulk for a while. And I get what the Sanders people are going through.
Yeah, they had to let off some steam last night.
And not only that, I was so intensely for Hillary Clinton that every word of criticism from the Obama campaign I took as a personal insult. But then it came down to looking at Barack Obama as the great man and president he now has been, and comparing him to the alternative. And at the end of the day, right now, the polls are showing 9 out of 10 Sanders supporters are going to vote for Hillary.
Exactly.
It'll probably be 98 out of 100 in the distant future, but right. Soon.
Although, we were just talking to Jess McIntosh, a spokesman for the Clinton campaign, and I asked her why she thought it was so close in the polls right now. I mean, it's unbelievable. Of course, we never thought Trump would get this far. Nobody did. And now I'm, I look at these polls, and if they're right, it's frightening.
Look, there's no question that we reached a critical mass in American politics and public opinion. There's something called the crystallizing event, where lots of doubts and lots of negatives crystallize and become embedded into psyche.
Yeah.
Throughout our history, the James Comey press conference did that to Hillary Clinton on emails.
Yep.
She cannot escape the issue of the emails any longer as being a major factor in this distrust issue. But I think her acceptance speech on Thursday, I kind of predict that she's going to confront it, ask for another chance, look at her life's work, don't judge her by one major mistake, in the opinion of everyone, and you may see a turn for the better after her acceptance speech. In the alternative, if that doesn't happen, the Donald Trump numbers are worse.
Right.
And this is about making choices, and if people throw away their votes who are progressives on Jill Stein, I think Jill Stein should be wearing a Trump button, the same way that Ralph Nader should wear a Bush button.
Yeah.
Because Ralph Nader is responsible for the Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia Supreme Court, by George Bush, and Jill Stein and Johnson, I'm not even sure, cares at all. But Jill Stein says she's a progressive. She should be wearing a Trump button because she will contribute to the danger that Trump could be elected president.
What about Johnson, the libertarian candidate?
Well, Johnson is a very weird political position. Not a weird man. He's a genuine and I respect him. But the weird political position is he says he's a libertarian, which is both left and right.
Yeah.
So if you look at where he gets his votes from, it seems 50-50. That half of them are from Trump and half of them are from Hillary. It's easy to see that because you just do the comparison. Jill Stein, every vote is a progressive. Environmentalist. And how Jill Stein can go to sleep at night knowing that 5% can make a difference in close battleground states, as happened in Florida, where the Nader vote would have gone to Gore, and Gore would have been president, and the Supreme Court would have been different.
Yep, completely.
Period.
The whole world would be different.
Yeah.
Do you think either of those outside candidates, if you will, should be on the debate stage at all?
It's going to sound nuts because I'm so opposed to what Jill Stein sleeping at night with Donald Trump as president, and I'm going to blame her. I think they deserve a chance to be on the debate stage. Yeah. Maybe there should be one debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, the only two people who can get elected president.
Right.
Stein and Governor
Johnson
cannot, historically, certainly.
Yeah.
But I think they deserve a full airing of their views.
I agree.
And I certainly think some moderators should say, Dr. Stein, how do you sleep at night knowing that you're about to contribute at least a chance of this dangerous, reckless man being president of the United States?
Some amazing speeches last night. It was a good night, ending on high notes, as the Washington Post said. Michelle Obama, just unbelievable, huh?
What was so powerful was how real her emotions were.
Yeah.
And to hear those emotions expressed about Hillary Clinton losing in 08, not packing up her marbles and going home. I remember how difficult that was for her on the night of the convention. And so the fact that Michelle Obama referred back to that reminded me that there's so much more we have in common with Bernie Sanders voters than not, that if Michelle Obama can do what she did about Hillary Clinton, then we can come out of this thing very strong.
One of the quotes from her was, "Trust Hillary like I do."
Exactly. And it wasn't always that way, so
yeah.
Things can change.
I want to mention again, Lanny Davis is with us. He is with us on most Mondays on the telephone. It's great to see you in person and have you with us. So tonight, it's Bill Clinton. You think that the Bernie people are going to boo him and try to, you know, disrupt his speech?
You know, there's a group of people in the hall that were disrupting Bernie Sanders when he spoke.
Yeah, which was interesting.
And they happen to be from your state of California.
Yeah, well, you know us.
Now, how do they sleep at night? How do they sleep at night?
They drink a lot of wine.
Yeah. They should really be ashamed of themselves being disrespectful to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
So, therefore, I won't be surprised if they're disrespectful or ornery or whatever they are. But the best person to deal with that, far better than anyone I've ever seen in public life, is Bill Clinton.
Yes, exactly.
He'll either win them over or he'll overwhelm them with kindness.
That's what Bill Press just said on the show here. That I mean, who's better than Clinton?
Who's Bill Press?
Bill Press, yeah.
I've heard of Bill Press.
Remember, we had lunch with him.
I've heard of him. Bill Press has not only been great in his analysis.
On CNN.
But a complete mensch when it came to accepting Hillary Clinton, because he was a strong Sanders supporter.
Yeah, exactly.
So, surprise, surprise, Bill Press is a mensch.
Bill mentioned that also tonight, apparently, just before Hillary goes over the top, they're going to go to Vermont and Bernie Sanders is going to seal the deal.
Ah, I thought I had a secret I was going to announce on your show. So it's going to be very dramatic.
Yeah.
Usually the chairman of the New York delegation, her home state, would put her over.
Right.
And people would yield to the great state of New York in all the speeches.
Yes.
For Bernie Sanders to say, I want my own state to make the difference.
Put her over the top, yeah.
Talk about mensch.
Yeah, that is major menschness.
Menschiness.
You're writing a daily blog. Where do we find it? I've got a long...
Hill.com.
Oh,
except
it is the
this
hill.
Is in a different section. My normal column, which you're kind enough to make reference to, is on Thursdays, but this is on the contributors spot on the Hill.com. So if you go to Hill.com, contributors, you'll find my daily diary of what's happening in the great state of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The great city of Philadelphia.
It feels like a state right now.
It feels like a state.
Just trying to get around.
Speaking of the state of Pennsylvania, it is closer than it should right now. But just to reassure all my Pennsylvania friends who say, how come we're neck and neck with Donald Trump? Every 4 years, the Republicans end up putting money into Pennsylvania thinking that they can win Pennsylvania because it's always close.
Yeah.
And at least for the last three or four presidential elections, closing day closers give us a big margin. So we'll be fine here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, cool. Earlier, by the way, folks, when we were talking to Rebecca Cinderbrand, I mentioned that Tim Kaine was speaking tonight. That was my bad. He will be speaking tomorrow night.
Right.
But tonight they will nominate Hillary Clinton officially, and Bill Clinton will speak. Who else is speaking? There's going to be a lot of folks, right?
I think the two biggies are Clinton and the moment of the nomination with Bernie Sanders. But I think Bill Clinton is the big deal.
Yeah.
By the way, Bill knows this and was referring to it. People who think of the Clinton presidency think of partisanship and polarization and impeachment and nastiness, etc. And that's all true. But they forget that he engaged in more bipartisan legislation than any modern president. He balanced the budget and left a surplus. Republicans
seem to completely forget that. They've erased it from their memory. I mean, the surplus when he left office.
The attack on him was so vicious on impeachment, even after he admitted to all of the nastiness that he had to go through on personal indiscretions. The fact is, he's still popular in Washington among Republicans, who constantly say to me, at least when it was Bill Clinton, he knew how to work with us. He knew how to find common ground, because there were some issues that, like the budget, which really did, including Newt Gingrich, show a bipartisan outcome.
Yeah, exactly. You were a Bill Clinton advisor at one point, and you've known Hillary since law school at Yale. So give my listeners your overall view. We've talked about this many Mondays, but just now that we're at the convention, an overall view on what a Hillary Clinton presidency will look like.
Well, let's first start with the personal, because that's where she's suffering in the polls, is distrust, honesty, personal character. Look at her life's work if you want to judge character. She made a terrible mistake in the handling of the emails, a lot more than the substance. After all, she did nothing illegal, according to Comey, and there's been no evidence of the hacking of her server. We just saw evidence of the hacking of the DNC server.
Yeah.
We know that the State Department server was hacked, and we know the White House was hacked. So without relitigating that, as a person, her character, she's going to have a new chance to be looked at on Thursday night. I'm only asking your listeners who may have negative feelings towards her, as someone who's known her personally as a friend for 47 years, just about. She is kind. She's a great friend. It's no coincidence that she has friends who are here tonight from kindergarten. How many people do you have who you're still friendly with from kindergarten? It tells you that she's a loyal, caring person, thinks about everyone but herself. She is a public servant, and her life's work should restore the trust that she had as recently as 3 years ago. Her approval ratings were in the 70s.
Yeah, as Secretary of State. Yeah.
There was a reason for that. So all of you who might be listening, who now have negative feelings towards her, a lot of it driven by the pounding, and some might say justifiable, I think it was excessive, by the media on this emails issue. Give it a fresh start, and let's see if all the reasons you liked her in years past you can remember once again.
And Tim Kaine. Everyone was saying, oh, he's boring. He even said it on national TV, you know. But, and I had no idea, because like most people, who's Tim Kaine? We hear the name. We know he was governor of Virginia, and he's a senator. But both that 60 Minutes thing, and when the two of them, Hillary and Tim, appeared together for the first time last week, I was blown away. I thought he was amazing. And
Amazing. I've had some political moments in my lifetime. Tonight will be the high point when my friend is nominated as the first female ever for a major political party. But Tim Kaine, that announcement, not only was he hitting every ball over the fence because of the naturalness of him.
Yes, very natural, which I love.
The friendly openness of him.
It's kind of like Joe Biden in some ways.
Kind of like Joe Biden, and with a real amazing career. Biden, of course, amazing career in the Senate and as vice president, but this is a guy who served
Kane's resume is unbelievable.
As mayor, he's never lost an election. Right. I've never won an election. He's never lost one. So what he does, though, most important, is to be able to defend Hillary Clinton. And you saw the look on her face when he was at the microphone, that vignette of her behind him smiling.
Yeah.
So happy. I said to someone...
That was not a phony smile, folks.
I said to someone who's known her as long as I have, or almost, I've never seen her so happy. Maybe when she married Bill Clinton, that was another night. I wasn't there. She's happy because she has somebody to defend her. This is a woman who has spent her life in the shadow of a great man who she married, and when he got into trouble, she got attacked in Arkansas and in the White House, and she now has this great, nice man defending her, and that was really important for her peace of mind, I think.
Somebody said to me yesterday here, they should put, during the campaign, they should put Tim Kaine on Telemundo and as many Spanish-speaking stations as possible, because... His message is great. He's obviously so smart. But, I mean, you know, his Spanish is, he speaks fluently, and I think that could make a big difference. Not Hillary's going to get the Hispanic vote, but still.
Turnout.
Yeah.
And there are Republican Latinos that on social issues, abortion and some issues, are still thinking of Trump. I don't know how, but they are.
Yeah.
But the best part is that he's so sensitive and such a nice guy, the way he goes in and out of the Spanish language adds to the personality, not just to Latinos.
Yes, exactly, because it impressed the hell out of me, and I don't speak Spanish. what do you got planned today?
I'm going to try to escape Radio Row. I've been sort of trying to find you and being intervened and go up to my friend's suite. And enjoy President Clinton's, have my extremely wonderful wife, who I still want you to meet.
Yes.
With me here,
okay,
so
good.
we're in a nice suite.
We'll hook up at some point here. Can you join us again, say, Thursday?
Yes, this is a good time.
All right, tomorrow even? Because I'd like to recap what's going to happen tonight.
If I can write my blog again, I'm now on day 3, so I have to figure out what I'm going to write. But yeah, I'd love to.
Michael, be in touch. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Oh, one last thing. You were mentioning that walking around the arena inside there, that people recognize you so much that, you know, it's hard. They're coming up and either saying boo because they're for Bernie, or they're shaking your hand because they're for Hillary. It must be it.
I always kind of hold my breath to say... I always try to be nice no matter what, but I always wonder, is this one an attacker or a praiser?
Right.
But I always ask their names, what they do, where they're from, and by the end of the discussion, pro or con,
at least
they know it's good.
Yeah. So. The great Lanny Davis Drive Hall of Famer, our good friend. We will see you again soon. Thank you so much, man.
So in person, historic.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
And... Go Nats.
All right, go Nats.
I had to.
Thank you so much.